Mr. Jones?
Back again. Mr. Gregory Brzezinski is requesting authorization to construct a single-family dwelling along the Chesapeake Bay at 826 North 1st Street in the city of Hampton. We're in the same general location as the previous project, just a little further north. Here's the project area circled in red. This is one of four still undeveloped lots in the area. Again, we have Salt Pond Inlet to the north, public beach through this area. This is private beach. The houses you see constructed along here are all within the jurisdictional area of the beach and dune. However, it was historically been used in this fashion. So that's kind of why we're considering this today. Here's a closer aerial shot of the lot in question. The lot is 60 feet in wide and extends down to the mean low water mark. Here you can see some vegetation starting to establish a rudimentary dune feature. As such, that means the entire lot is jurisdiction of the VMRC, and any impact to that area requires a permit from this agency. Since the city of Hampton has not adopted the beach and dune ordinance, that's why it's before you today. Here's a site plan for the proposed house. The blue line you see here represents mean high water. The house is outlined in yellow and is proposed to be constructed 50 feet channelward with a mean high water mark just outside the 50-foot RPA for the Chesapeake Bay Protection Act. He's also proposing to construct a two-car garage with a bulkhead protecting it channelward. Two-car garage is located here, and the proposed bulkhead is outlined in red. The neighbor's house you see here is outlined in green. As you can see, the proposed house is slightly channelward of the neighbor's house, and I'll show you some ground shots in a minute to give you a better idea of the actual orientation. The applicant is applying for a variance to the Hampton Board of Zoning Appeals to allow the garage and bulkhead to be located closer to the road. Currently, there's a 30-foot setback from the property line in the edge of the road into Mr. Brzezinski's property. This is forcing him to have the garage and house a little further channelward than he'd like. So he is proposing to try and move this stuff back at some point if he can get the variance from the city. The house is proposed to be built on open piles. This will allow wave energy run up on the beach and not interfere with any kind of sand transport processes. Proposed garage is to be built either at or slightly above grade, and the bulkhead would go between the house and the garage and be constructed of timber. The elevation of the house will meet FEMA standards for elevation, and Mr. Brzezinski is not proposing a deck on the channelward side of the house. Again, VMRC has historically allowed bulkheads at landward portions of properties to protect parking areas, so we feel comfortable with the bulkhead, just maybe not the location. I'll get into that in a minute. Here's a ground shot of the proposed of the lot where Mr. Brzezinski is proposing his house and garage. As you can see, here's the grass starting to form a rudimentary dune feature along the landward edge of the property. And here's a picture of the front of the property where Mr. Brzezinski is proposing the house. In Mr. Brzezinski's defense, this was an abnormally high tide this day. Tides are running 1.5, 2 feet above normal. So this is not your typical condition you're seeing out there. Mr. Brzezinski's house right now is proposed to be in line with the deck you see here I've outlined in red. Staff's policy in the past for permitting houses along this section of beach has been to keep them in line with the existing structures, main structures here. Staff held a public hearing on this on October 8th, which was attended by both APOs and the applicant. The APOs did not have any problem with Mr. Brzezinski constructing a dwelling at this property, but they were concerned about channelward encroachment. They would like to see it pulled back so that this neighbor to the south here was concerned about his views from his deck being interrupted. So they both wanted to see the house limited in its channelward encroachment. Too many papers. I'm going to read the staff summary recommendation. Staff certainly understands the applicant's desire to construct a dwelling on his property. The area is considered to be jurisdictional beach, and the construction of dwelling does not meet BMRC adopted guidelines for beaches and dunes. This area, Mela Beach, was developed prior to the Coastal Primary Sand Dune and Beaches Act, with residential dwellings previously encroaching upon the jurisdictional beach. In keeping with the historical use of Mela Beach, staff is recommending that the applicant be permitted to construct a private dwelling at his property identified as 826 North 1st Street. However, staff recommends that the house be constructed to match the existing channelward encroachment of the existing main house structure, not including deckings. Additionally, staff recommends the proposed bulkhead be aligned as close as possible to the existing bulkhead on the adjacent property to the south to maintain the natural jurisdictional beach grade to the greatest extent possible. Therefore, staff recommends approval of the project pending receipt of revised drawings depicting the dwelling in line with the adjacent house to the south and depicting the channelward encroachment of the bulkhead to be as close as possible to the existing one to the south. Should the applicant not be able to secure a waiver from the City of Hampton for a variance to allow construction of the home and garage closer to North 1st Street, the applicant would need to request the commission reconsider his request for a change in the house and garage location for a modified house and garage plan. Any such review would require a new public hearing. I'm glad to answer any questions you may have at this time.
Questions from the commission? I actually have one, Mr. Johnson. Mm-hmm. Why is this before us today? It would seem that the Zoning Board of Appeals should have first crack at this so we have a better idea on the site location.
Well, we are under a time restraint for the commission to hear the application once we have a complete application.
Yeah.
The city will not approve a site plan until they have all their environmental permits in place. So it's kind of putting the cart before the horse, I understand, but in this situation our hands are a little tied.
Okay, I understand. Other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Is the applicant present or represented? Mr. Brzezinski, would you come forward, please? Let me swear you in, sir. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth self you got?
I do.
Thank you very much. Is there anything you'd like to explain to the commission here about where we're at this point?
Sir, could you say your entire name?
My name is Gregory S. Brzezinski. It's been a difficult process because I'm caught between the City of Hampton. They mandated in any dealings with outside entities that the site plan has to be approved by the outside entity even prior to their reviewing it. I interceded and asked everybody to cooperate and work together, and VMRC did that to make sure that Hampton was aware of their decision making or the process that was going on. So we've had a cooperative attitude between Hampton and VMRC. The property is a terrible property to develop because it is so impacted. It's so tightly impacted both by street setbacks, side yard setbacks, and obviously the intrusion of the water on the Chesapeake Bay side. However, it's a pretty exciting site, so it's worth moving forward with. I have applied to BZA, and I've had extensive meetings with the City of Hampton because of continued delays at the City of Hampton in moving the process forward. And we have a verbal support by staff that they will support to BZA the moving of the house and the garage forward to align the back of the house with the back of the neighbor's house. So I do have that. I don't have it in. I don't have, obviously, the final approval, but I have the staff support and management support, and so I'm pretty confident we're going to be moving forward. So the only thing I had requested earlier was this could all be tied together, saying that we're requiring you to go to BZA to get approval to move the house forward the 10 feet. However, if, in fact, it's not approved, and of course there's a catch-22 in that. If in fact it's not approved, we'll approve it in the current location. And staff decided here that they would prefer that they force me to move it forward and have Hampton respond to it.
There were time requirements on us.
Yes, I understand that. I understand. And I needed to move forward, too. So I'm prepared to come here and accept whatever happens. So thank you.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Krasinski. Does anyone in the audience wish to testify in favor of this project? Anybody wish to testify against this in favor of the project? Yes, ma'am. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God? Please state your name for the record.
My name is... My name is Ann Wallace, and I own the vacant lot next to this, and we've had extensive meetings with the staff on it, and I do believe that this should go forward so that those lots can be developed in a fair and equitable manner and also protect the environment down there in the beach erosion. So I have no problem with it. And if the commission will indulge me for 2 seconds. I moved back to this area in September of last year, and this month I had 3 meetings with the commission. I had never been before the commission before on anything. And I think it is a credit to you, but also to your outstanding staff as to how they have handled those. 2 of them were with Mike Johnson, these two, and then I had another one on oyster beds in Mill Creek. It's near Fort Monroe, and that was with Mr. Stagg. And they were most helpful. They took all the time in the world to explain what has happened. Before I even asked the question, they had thought out what the issues were on that and addressed them with me fully and transparent. And I think the open meetings, they listened to our concerns, and I knew I was heard and it would be presented to you in that manner. So I think these are outstanding staff members for this commission, and you should be proud because I was proud to work with them. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Ms. Wells. Appreciate the sentiments there, and I would agree that we have an extraordinary staff. Were there any questions from the commission? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Anybody in the audience wish to testify against this project? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
I move we
accept.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ms. Beck. I just say I move we accept staff recommendations.
Motion by Mr. Beck. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Sessions. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Is there any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.